The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Dave Peter with you on the Power Hour. Glad you could join us. It's Tuesday, the 11th day of October 2022. And, of course, the autumn equinox is in full swing. And so are the sales at the Power Mall, where you can get 10% off North American Urban Spice products. So, therefore, you know, as the weather gets colder, and it was really chilly up in Pennsylvania last night, we want you to stock up on your immune system products now. You know, this is Pennsylvania, where the two guys that are running right now, one of them's like a TV doctor and the other one is like crazy. So, you know, just one of those, you know, we wonder about the way that Pennsylvania voters think about things these days, because I don't like either one of those candidates. Just one of those funny things. One of them wants to let all the criminals out of jail, and the other one, hell, I don't know what he wants. Anyway, I think they both need a colon cleanse. Well, hey, we got a solution for that. You know, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason. So, you know, why can't we... Yeah. Oh, I know what the term was. I was reminded. Frankenstein spawn. Oh, that's a good one. All right. You know, really, that's pretty close. The colon cleanse is available at the Power Mall as well. And I'm doing it. In fact, my bottle of Oxy powder and bottle of Latero Florida or Flora. I keep thinking Florida because I got a Hurricane Ian story here, but the Latero Flora and the Oxy powder, it's a bottle of each, and the discounts are already factored in when you go to the shopping cart, but you got to get the colon cleanse and start that. That's the first thing you got to do is detox. I'm doing it. We've made a dual mutual challenge between those running the Power Hour and us, my wife and myself. And so we're going to do the colon cleanse and see if we don't feel better and have a lot of energy as a result. See, that's all part of building your immune system, is garbage in, garbage out, right? Now, for those of you who say, well, you know, gosh, it's spend money. Yep, this is how we survive. We survive because you shop at the Power Mall, because you make donations, you become a team member, you subscribe to the Power Hour radio show. And it's neat that we have people doing it. They love us. They love what they hear. They like the fact that we critically think about things. We ask a lot of questions that a lot of other people don't ask. We interview guests that open the mind. Because as I always told my father, much to his chagrin, minds are like parachutes. If they're not open, they don't work. And of course, I got rolled up newspapers thrown at me and all sorts of other stuff because my father was kind of like Archie Bunker. And not so much the racist prejudice kind, but kind of like Archie Bunker and his conservative views. So he always liked to save money. And see, we've come up with a way to save money. And that's to earn 10%. If you have an existing website, you can put the Power Mall banner on your website and give all your friends the link to your website. Say, here, next time you want to shop and buy stuff, go here. So this is what we do. And you basically go online. You can email us at support@thepowermall.com, or you can go to powermall.com and click on the affiliate info link and sign up. We will send you all the links you need to track the sales you generate. That's simple. So if you're up and running, you're an existing business and you want to make 10% more money with a little commission, or even a nonprofit. If you're a radio station or any kind of a nonprofit entity, these are great for low power FMs, folks, because you are non-commercial FM stations. You rely on donations, and we can set it up that way as a donation. So if you want to make an extra 10% donation, you can put the Power Mall on your website, because that has nothing to do with the FCC, and you can generate revenue that way. Websites don't apply to the Federal Communications Commission. Only what you say on the radio does if you're a nonprofit. We know this because I happen to be on the board of directors of a nonprofit FM station. So I know this. All right. And of course, we want to still continue to keep everybody in Florida affected by Hurricane Ian in your prayers. I think Ian has taken over 100 lives so far total. And, of course, we would like to thank all those folks that are listening to us on rentsradio.com now. Apparently, we've been getting phone calls thanking us for carrying the broadcast, and we appreciate you taking the time to let your fingers do the walking. That's right. We do appreciate you commenting on the show. If there are guests you'd like to hear, you'd like us to interview, well, we certainly can entertain that. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Power Hour Nation. No, haven't been deleted yet. I think it's because they're careful because of what we post. We're also on Facebook on the Power Mall as well, the Power Mall. I'm also on Substack at DaveKrieger.substack.com. Some of you have been going over and taking a gander at the site. Today's show in the noon hour, we have a gentleman who's running for sheriff in Wayne County, Michigan. Now, for those of you who don't know John Tatar, he is been on the Power Hour before because he ran for governor in 2018 on the Libertarian ticket. He personally reached out and to see if we'd give him some airtime on the show to chat about his campaign. He is a constitutional sheriff, which means he and Richard Mack probably something have in common. You know, they have something in common. Wayne County, Michigan is the 19th most populated county in the United States. That encompasses Detroit, Dearborn, all that area. It's a big county. I used to live there. I know. So anyway, John will be joining us in the noon hour. In the meantime, news and open lines. Before we get to world news, Chance, how you doing, sir? What's going on in West Virginia?
Hello, Dave Meister. Dave Meister, I heard on the Ted Brower show earlier, the woman Arden, who runs New Zealand, I don't know, what do they call her, prime minister?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Jacinda Ardern, yeah.
Yeah, well, she, per climate control, Dave, she wants to tax the farmers on the cows burping and farting. Now I have two questions for you, Dave. If I was a New Zealand farmer, and I gave my cows Pepto-Bismol, would I be exempt from that tax?
This is a hypothetical question, right?
Yes, it is. And I got another question for you. If my cows only burped and farted in the summer, that's one quarter of the year. Would I only be responsible for one quarter of the taxes of the year if they only farted during the summer?
Well, I got another question for you in response to that question, and that is, how are they going to monitor how much my cows fart and belch? Are they going to come out are we going to have a new term for brown nose because they're going to send somebody out there to stick their nose up my cow's rear end to see how often they fart?
No. What they'll do is they'll send the fart patrol out to monitor every cow's anus. Unbelievable,
oh
Dave.
I love it when the audience, God bless you too, sir. I love it when the audience brings their own material. That's so much fun. Cows farting. Okay, that's a good one. I love it. You know, they posit these questions. I don't know that I give my cow Pepto-Bismol. I'm afraid it might stop them up. But I will tell you, we had a story on yesterday about cows being ordered to being given the mRNA jab, and out of the 200 cows, 35 of them dropped dead after getting the jab. Go figure. I really think that these people that are running this program as part of the Great Reset, they have it in their head that it's all about depopulating the world. I'm sorry that you can't change my mind on that. It's just too obvious. I've talked to I love Carrie Mate, and I just am not going to. I believe what she said when she was on my Florida radio show, and she said, this is nothing but an effort to depopulate the world, and here's why. And I found her reasons to be totally valid. And she got in a plane crash, and I'm not so sure that there wasn't something weird going on here. Why all of a sudden they just lost power and dropped out of the sky? You know, anybody, they have means. This bunch has the means to do nefarious things, including take down aircraft. There's a lot of people still questioning what happened to Paul Wellstone and whether or not his plane wasn't taken out with EMP, because the feds apparently were there 20 minutes after the crash happened. Now, they had to drive a couple of hours from Minneapolis, St. Paul. How'd they know where that plane was going down? I get a lot of questions that are unanswered about Wellstone's plane. Yeah, they call us conspiracy theorists, I know. But hey, we ask questions. That's what we do. That's part of critical thinking. We do a lot of critical thinking on this show. We need to. And I'm going to tell you something before I get into world news. I got great news this morning, and I love this woman as well. I'm allowed to love other people. God said love everybody, right? Well, there's people you have to love one another. But Tulsi Gabbard is leaving the Democratic Party. I was elated. She said, I can't deal with these people. It's an elitist cabal. They're controlled by warmongers. They're promoting division and white, anti-white wokeism. I can't deal with this anymore. And so she has said, I'm out of here. So that's the big news in the U.S. side of things. I'll get to world news in a second. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. On to what Chance just said, New Zealand being an island nation, I can't help but think there's volcanoes, because I know there's some down in Antarctica. They put out a whole lot more methane and amongst other things. But I heard something Sunday night. Guy played a clip on this researcher, and he was talking, the vaccine that they've been using on wild mares to suppress their fertility?
Right.
I guess it's called Spayvac. And this guy claims that he got this information, some of the information about the vaccine on PubMed, but he said that part of that vaccine is a lipid nanoparticle. And that's the lipid nanoparticle that they have used in the mRNA vaccine that they had to. And he said, with all the information they have on using it in the mares, but they've also used it on deer, and I think he said elephants. And he said they know the kind of things that have been happening to the females that have taken this mRNA vaccine has been happening. They knew that kind of stuff happens in the animal population.
But he claimed, how that works.
It's very interesting. Anyway, in the vaccine that they use on mares is called like Spayvac.
All right.
Under like spay,
Spayvac. No, that's a great point. Thanks for bringing that up. Spayvac.
Yeah.
If you want your mares to reproduce, don't give them that. All right. Appreciate that, Sherry.
What are you doing when you, if she has a herd of cows, you want them to reproduce?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how we're supposed to eat. And the thing is if you're taking out all of our livestock, wait a minute. Bill Gates has a solution for that. Meat made out of bugs.
You can't even renew the cows you're getting milk. You've got to get the cows pregnant.
Yeah. Well, and here's the problem with Mr. Gates's idea. If everybody were to adhere to what Bill Gates thinks, we wouldn't have any population left. And he would be all alone and no way to feed himself, and he'd actually have to get his hands dirty trying to grow stuff in an environment he himself helped create. And paybacks are hell.
Yeah. All right, Dave, that's all I had.
Appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks. Phil in Florida, how are you, sir?
Oh, good, thanks, Steve. I think I clicked on the wrong Listen Now button. I got when you were talking about Wellstone's plane coming down. Was that from yesterday?
No, that was just now. I just talked about Wellstone's plane now because, see, that's all part of the bigger picture. We've had so many different people comment on that of late. And,
that's why
and
I called.
I'm like, yeah, well, I've done quite a bit of research on that, and I just noticed the timeline of all of this garbage going on, and people say, well, that's impossible. They have EMP devices right now. The U.S. military has them, and if they want to take somebody out of the sky, they know damn well how to do it. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I'd like to say a few words about it. I remember very well back then when that happened, and Paul was a major voice in the Democrat Party, which was at the time the majority in late 2002, and that's when Cheney and Bush wanted their war on Iraq. And a great documentary is Wellstone, They Killed Him. And they say in that documentary that he had given a speech in front of a VFW or American Legion convention, state convention, and said that Cheney had warned him, you keep poking around that 9/11, because Wellstone wanted to actually investigate 9/11. And he said, you know, he threatened him. And he said as much in front of this state convention of the veterans. And, you know, within 10 days, he was dead. And the book that came out following very shortly thereafter, a book called The Assassination of an American Senator or something to that effect. And it was co-written by Jim Fetzer in 2005, actually. And Don Four Arrows, I forget his last name, starts with a J, Jacobs. He lives out in Arizona. He's still alive. And it's the 20th anniversary, Dave, you know, on the 25th of October. And maybe I could get with, if you're interested, get with Catherine and find somebody from the movie or the book who might be willing to speak on it. But the thing that's bothering me is we've you know, they've neutered us on the internet as far as getting the word out, you know, with this COVID stuff. And I still think the most effective way, maybe I'm wrong, but it's the old fashioned handbill, man. You know, keep a stack of flyers or pamphlets, you know, trifold pamphlets on the front seat of your car, and, you know, wear a button, wear a shirt, put a bumper sticker on, but engage others in conversation. And, you know, we've got, man, there's never going to be any accountability unless we, the people, get off our asses and demand it. What was that Frederick Douglass said? You know, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has. It never will.
That's right.
Well, I'm rambling now, but
no,
so
it's
glad
all right,
for
Phil,
the show.
I get
and
it.
I'm so glad. Oh, one more thing, Dave. When Obama first took office in January 13, was it? Or no, 09. One of the women, the 9/11 widows, met with him in the White House to talk about, you know, investigating 9/11. And on her airplane ride home back to Buffalo or Rochester, that plane crashed, you know?
Oh, my.
Yes, it is one of their textbook ways of silencing people. And they don't mind taking out 100 or 200 with them.
You remember, Phil, that airplane crash at Charlotte as well. There were two executives on there that, I guess they were going to testify against Dow Chemical in this asbestos trial, and all of a sudden they ended up dead, and the whole plane went down. That happened
in
CLT.
With the voting machine thing with the what was the Bush's brain, that guy, Karl Rove? He had it in for this one guy that was going to speak up about the voting machine cheating for the 2004 elections.
Yeah,
he went down in a plane also. Oh, we could
amazing
we could go
how
on
that
for
works.
Hours, I guess.
I know we could. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for your chiming in there, Phil. We appreciate that. That's something I'm sure that Catherine is making a note of, because, you know, that is always something that, you know, we talk about is these conspiracy theories at some point in time in the future, if they don't happen right away and don't evolve into the truth, all the people that are doing the research that want to know really what happened, they're going to go find that information, and they're going to lend enough credence that if an investigation was ever opened up because the right people came into power that were able to facilitate that investigation. See, we're not going to know that if we don't go to the polls and the clock is ticking, and I sure hope to God that everybody is registered to vote and that they're going to go out and exercise that right, because if they don't, then, you know, we're going to be in for another 2 years of the same garbage, and I got to keep asking myself, how long is it going to take for people to realize that the nefarious people are still in power, and there are rhinos out there that are part of that nefarious group? They have to be taken out at the polls before we have any semblance of peace in our lives, because these people are after us. They're after our privacy. They're after taking away our constitutional rights. And if we don't have constitutional sheriffs, which is why I'm glad we're having John Tatar on here in the next hour, we're going to talk about that in more detail. But, of course, now, as far as world news goes, a little scary what's happening with Giorgia Meloni over in Italy. She says technocrats may join the new government. And she's already put the feelers out. And, you know, one of the people that she put the feelers out to said, nah, not interested. You know, we hope that she does not do that, because when you start finding these best candidates outside parliament, as she was saying, it won't be a problem. And then she starts picking people that are part of the Great Reset, then it becomes a problem. South Africa, their National Assembly has passed a bill that would allow the government to seize land without paying the owners. Expropriation without compensation is what they call it. There's a whole lot bigger fish to fry besides that in South Africa right now. And Elon Musk, every time he opens his mouth, guess what? He says something that sparks controversy. And in this case, Red China, Beijing is like, oh, what a wonderful thing Elon Musk just said. Let's just make Taiwan a special administrative zone under Chinese control. Yeah, Taipei thinks differently, trust me. Yeah, they've invited him to come over and have a little chat. And, of course, Xi Jinping is poised to rule China for life, according to the experts. Oh, dear God, what will they think of next? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
It's 33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. John Tatar is running for sheriff up in Wayne County, Michigan. He'll be joining us at the top of next hour, after the break, of course. Back on the comments about Tulsi, you know, ever since she became a Fox News contributor, I keep watching her every time she's on. She's been on Hannity. She's been on Tucker. And, I can't help but watch Fox because it's the closest thing to conservatism I'm going to find. But I find fault with a lot of what Fox commentators say. But Tulsi, every time she comes on, I get blown away by her comments because she says stuff that doesn't make her sound like a Democrat. The thing is they can't seem to get this word democracy out of their head, because America is a republic. And it's also a union of states. That's the thing, a union of states. It's not a nation of states. It's a union. All the states agreed to join. Can they unjoin? Well, if the states so choose, the 10th Amendment of the Constitution would provide for that, one would think. Of course, how many people really care about the Constitution these days? They keep voting the same garbage into politics. And that's what it's become, and that's why we're divided, because people have lost the ability to critically think. Well, I'm talking about people that don't listen to this show, because we got some very smart listeners that are all critical thinkers that are all asking those questions. See, when we stop asking questions, we have given up. We have lost the right to be human, because we need to be able to think and process things logically. God gave us sound mind, says it right there in the world, in the Word of God. Why would he lie? Why would God lie about it? I don't care. You want to call God a she? I don't care. I remember those t-shirts that say, you know, when God created men, she really messed up. You know, that's a woman thing, a feminist thing. I get that. It's funny. You know, guys get it. But, you know, then the thing is where do they get that from? All these TV commercials out there that make the man of the house or the husband look stupid. It's bad enough you got the Simpsons cartoon stuff basically educating kids to turn against their parents. Same with South Park. You get these morons, and then they're woke. They're living in woke cities. And they create junk that are programmed to our kids to turn our kids against parents and have no respect for what parents say or do. It makes it very difficult for parents when the word says spare the rod and spoil the child to do anything, because then people look at you like you're some sort of child abuser because you spanked your kid for doing something wrong. Oh, and don't you love those moms in the grocery aisle when they get to the checkout and the kid starts the I want thing? And the mom is saying no, and the kid throws a fit, and the mom gives in. Mom's afraid to spank the kid for fear somebody standing in that line would go, you child abuser, I'm going to call 911. We have been so educated to rat on our neighbors. It's nuts. Who did this? Who turned each other? Who turned all us against each other? You ever heard the old saying, leadership by example? And everybody looks to the government to be their savior? See, that's mistake number one. Thinking your government is going to save you is a big mistake. And I'm not anti-government. See, I don't want them coming after me and saying, you said on the radio. No, I didn't say I wasn't for government. Governments are necessary to do the will of the people. We, the people, own the government, not the other way around. And I think our politicians forget that. They think once they get up there, oh, man, we got it made. We got health care for the rest of our life. We got, if we're in any kind of a presidential position, we get Secret Service protection the rest of our life. We get all this good stuff for the rest of our life. We get a pension for the rest. Hey, none of us get it. I'll tell you what, if you changed all that and you said, here's what we're going to do. It's going to be term limits. You get one term. That's it. And you don't get the health benefits. You get the health benefits while you're serving. You better make sure you're in good health when you leave office, because you're only getting one shot at it. And so if you want to serve the people of your district, this is what you're going to do. You're going to serve your district. You're going to get the perks. But when you're done, you get to take whatever honoraria you were able to raise in that amount of time. You get to take that with you, but your health benefits stop, and you're getting the same health benefits all the rest of us are getting, and you're getting Social Security like the rest of us are getting. And if the whole damn thing falls apart and goes to hell in a handbasket, guess what? You're going to succumb to the rest of the garbage that we have. You created it, you get to live with it. Well, as my dad used to say, you made your bed, you lie in it. And then I will go, well, what if I wanted to change the sheets? Is that okay? Well, I got hot coffee thrown in my face for that one. So, you know, like I said, my dad was kind of like Archie Bunker. You know, there are things that when you start looking into the way that people are living these days and what the hierarchy has in store for us, especially the jab, I got to move into the COVID category, because there's only one story, and it's about a politician. You remember we talked about, and we had Mike Wallach on the show yesterday, and we were talking all about all the percentage of Democrats and Republicans that went out and got the jab. Well, Sean Casten, who is a Democrat from Illinois, and his wife said that their 17-year-old daughter, Gwen, died over the summer. Says she passed away from sudden heart problems, cardiac arrhythmia. And of course, in layman's terms, she was fine, then her heart stopped, the grieving parent said. We don't know what caused the arrhythmia, likely never will. And according to the National Liberty of Medicine, arrhythmia is an irregular heartbeat, can refer to a heartbeat that's beating too quickly, too slowly, or otherwise with an irregular pattern. Gwen died June 13th. And of course, everybody was clamming up. But now it's come out. She got the jab. Enough said about that. You be the judge. Who insisted that she go out and get the jab? 17 years old now, she was a minor. She was not the age of majority. The parents are responsible for that, and they are in denial because they don't want to blame themselves. There's a lot of parents out there that have caused their kids' deaths, and they're in total denial. Oh, our government wouldn't do that. Why would our government murder us? Yeah. You know, when they mandate a vaccine or call it a vaccine, it's a jab, it's an mRNA therapy. Yeah. Gene therapy. And it's not even fully approved by the FDA, and they start mandating this thing. See, the critical thinker is going, yep, there is something nefarious going on here. The dumbed down one that's been watching too much South Park and Simpsons and has no respect for their parents or whatever the case may be, or is totally plagued by fear because everything they watch on mainstream media. You know, Marvel Comics now, seriously? They got a campaign going on for kids to get the jab. They want to destroy the family unit any way they can. And they do that by sterilizing the kids or killing them with a jab. Remember Gardasil? Remember that whole fracas? Sure you do. This is no different. 53 people died of the flu and they canceled the flu vaccine. But all of a sudden, now COVID comes around. Flu goes away. Mike mentioned this on the show yesterday. Mike Wallach did. And we have all these people who are not critically thinking that have succumbed to this nonsense.
What are we going to do? We're going to die of COVID. Oh, my God. It's the boogeyman. He jumped out of the closet. If we don't get the jab, we're going to die, you fool.
If you believe that. Yeah. What's they say about the Brooklyn Bridge? Yeah. Some people, man, I'm telling you. The DOJ is seeking to jail five members of the Texas family for a 52-minute walk through the U.S. Capitol. What's so odd about that? Well, they did it on January 6th. Members of the Munn family of Borger, Texas, they didn't commit any violent acts. They didn't damage any property. They didn't harass police at the Capitol. But prosecutors say they were parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. And they should all get jail time. All of them, the whole family, including Joshua and Kaylee Munn, who are 25 and 20, respectively. And Christy Munn is 30. Now, they should all get jail. Wow. Attorneys for the defendants say probation is the more appropriate sentence. Parading is a petty misdemeanor under federal law. Now, if they're going to start throwing people in jail, see, here's part of the problem. If knowledge is power and wisdom is knowledge applied, and you don't exert wisdom, and you see this garbage is going on and there is a riot going on in front of the Capitol, why would you take the chance of going in and being part of it, or being accused of being part of it. Why would you do that? You see what I mean about wisdom being knowledge applied? Speaking of chance, it's chance again.
Yes, Dave, thank you for taking my call a second time. You know, it really astounds me how people could take the jab, die of a heart attack, and they can't put two and two together and say, well, what have I done different lately that might have caused this? I mean, I can't believe the stupidity of people. And, you know, you talked about the kid at the checkout counter. You know, if I pulled that crap when I was a little kid, my mama would have gave me an ass whooping. And if I did it a second time... Yeah, and if I did it a second time, my daddy would have pulled a Joe Louis upside my head. I mean, what are parents doing now? I mean, it seems like whole society is just crumbling in stupidity. It's amazing. See, Dave, that's why I joke, because it's so damn silly and crazy that if you don't laugh at it, you would absolutely go insane. That's why I appreciate your show, and thank you for... Yep, and thank you for taking my call a second time. God bless.
I appreciate that, sir. God bless you, too. See, and this is the thing. Chance is right on about that, folks. He's right on about it. If you can't laugh at this stuff, at the stupidity of others, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a sadist. I don't want to sound sadistical here. You don't want to be that way. You want to look at people and say, look, you know, I really feel sorry for you. What was that saying that... That Biden applied to Fox News reporter Peter Ducey when he called him a stupid, you know. You got to look at these people and, God, how did these people get where they were? Why can't he answer a question logically without stuttering, stammering, losing his train of thought? Well, the man is sick. And Congress, all the Democrats in Congress... No, he's sick. They know he doesn't have a brain. Somebody else is pulling his strings. He's a puppet. So is his sidekick, Giggles. The stuff that comes out of their mouths is the same as what comes out of an anal sphincter. The whole Democratic Party endorses it because they won't do anything to change it. And so why would you want to vote any Democrat back in power, given the way the economy is right now? 32% of Americans are now paying their bills late, claiming that life is getting more expensive by the day. This is LendingTree. This is a mortgage lender reporting a study they did. 1,600 consumers. They did a study of regarding their bill paying habits, and one key finding was 61% of Americans who have paid a bill late in the last 6 months say they didn't have enough money to cover the cost. This is what we mean by more month at the end of the money. Apparently, the Democrats don't understand that, and some of the Rhino Republicans don't either, because they keep voting with the Democrats. You know, see, if you're not going to look at this thing from a conservative approach, then you're part of the problem. Because part of the solution would be figure out ways to survive, figure out ways not to do certain things that are causing you to not have enough money at the end of the month. And it's not live with less. It's no, we got to start thinking smart. You never heard the old saying about working smart, not working hard? You know, it's those who are working smart that made all this money, and this is what the Democrats hate. See, and a lot of these people, they actually save their money. They're rich because they save their money, because they invest it. They invest it in things that make money. Remember I said food, water, shelter. Number three things, food, water, shelter, in that order. Those are the things that are going to keep you in survival mode. We need to think about these things critically and act accordingly. If the cost of groceries is getting to be too much at the store, find out what you can do to grow your own. I have not had to buy a dozen eggs for the last month. So how much have I saved with eggs being roughly $4 a dozen in the store? How much have I saved? I've been able to have decent breakfast in the morning, make a couple of quiches, have eggs for cooking, making a meatloaf. So how much have I saved? Okay. So now the bag of laying mash cost me $13. And basically I'm netting about $5 in savings, not having to buy eggs, multiply that times 12, and I've saved $60 a year. If I cut back on my cream usage, because I like non-dairy in my coffee, I can save another $60 a year. See, this is the sort of thing I'm talking about. It's living still within your means, even if you're figuring out a way to substitute. I'm not going to go out and get a milk cow. You're not going to catch me on a milk bucket with a milk in a bucket. Not going to happen. Yeah. Now somebody's going to call up and give me a teats joke. I just know it. Social Security payments, by the way, for those of you depending on that. See, that's like Hispanic? No moleste. You know, leave my Social Security alone. Well, they're expected to announce a cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for Social Security recipients this week. Supposedly, you know, last year it was 5.9%. This year it's supposed to be bigger than that. But if inflation rises 8.3% over the past year as of August, and COLA is intended to help maintain the buying power of Social Security benefits when the prices go up, well, let's just say we'll see. That's what the critical thinker says. Yep, seeing's believing. Especially when it comes to our government, seeing is believing. And do you remember the software company, Connex? Do you remember the New York Times coming out and blasting everybody, saying that if you were calling these people, you know, election criminals, you were conspiracy theorists? Well, guess what? Now they've had to reassert the fact that it wasn't a conspiracy theory after all, after L.A. District Attorney George Gascon announced charges against the CEO for allegedly stealing and storing information worker data on servers in China. Violation of the contract. So we'll see whether or not Gascon gives this guy a slap on the wrist and then lets him out to do it again. 99% of Floridians, according to Ron DeSantis, have had their power restored. Good thing. But the mess continues to be cleaned up. They've cleaned up Fort Myers Beach enough to have access to the area. And, of course, now because of this report on the CEO of Connex being arrested, well, Detroit and Fairfax County, Virginia, have canceled their contracts with Connex. However, down in Georgia, the elections board in DeKalb County is going to continue its contract. So, definition of insanity. Now, here's one for you, as crazy as. A San Antonio officer was fired after shooting at a teen sitting in McDonald's parking lot eating a burger. Eric Cantu, 17, is fighting for his life in the hospital, according to his attorney. A San Antonio police officer, still in his probationary period, was fired after he shot at and injured this boy. The kid was sitting there eating a burger. He's hospitalized with multiple gunshot wounds. The officer is identified as James Brennan. He responded to the fast food eatery on Blanco Road about 10:45 p.m. Sunday for an unrelated disturbance call. As the officer attempted to gather information from witnesses, he noticed a vehicle that had evaded him in the day before. As the officer attempted to stop because the registered license plate didn't match the actual vehicle. According to Captain Alyssa Campos, the department's training commander, the car was driven by Cantu, wasn't the subject of the disturbance call, yet when Cantu attempted to put the vehicle in reverse to get away from the cop, the door hit the cop. When the cop opened the door to make Cantu get out of the vehicle, I don't even know. The training video protocol is supposed to be, would you step out of the car, not open the door and say, get out. Well, the kid got freaked out, put it in reverse, and the cop opened fire. Now the cop doesn't have a job. Craziness, isn't it? You can weigh in on that. See, this is the thing about not respecting the law when you get pulled over, because then you get a Barney Fife, and this is what happens. I'm a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, okay? Have been since 2012. Still am. Donate to the kids' camp. And, you know, I'm a member of CSPOA. But again, if you don't have the right protocols in place, then you're going to have problems. Under the science and technology category, electric truck and SUV maker Rivian Automotive said on Friday last it's recalling all of its vehicles, just about, because the company had improperly installed fasteners which could potentially cause the loss of steering control. Wow, so much for technology, huh? Facebook stock, why are you still in it? Man, I mean, Facebook's own employees are making fun of it, this metaverse. Wow. They have a quality lockdown now for the rest of the year while Facebook retools the app. Some of the employees have complained about frequency strategy shifts that seem tied to Mr. Zuckerberg's whims rather than a cohesive plan. See, this is where they're making fun of it. And they're butting heads with the company's metaverse strategy. We're going to get into Law and Order here with John Tater after the break at the top of the hour. He's running for sheriff in Wayne County, Michigan. He's a constitutional sheriff. We're going to run all this past him. See what he thinks here after the break on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.